This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Biden is blasting the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that Donald Trump and other presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the nation was founded on a fundamental principle.
That there are no kings in America.
That everyone is equal before the law and nobody above it.
Not even the president of the United States.
He says that has now changed.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
Calling it a dangerous precedent, ripping the high court for making it highly unlikely that Trump will stand trial before November for his role in the Capitol insurrection.
It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation.
And leaves them with the choice.
Whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel has ordered Palestinians to evacuate from Khan Yunis, likely signaling a new assault on the southern Gaza city. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports.
This isn't the first time we've seen an evacuation order like this. Israel spent several months inside Khan Yunis battling Hamas before withdrawing earlier this year. The latest order is a sign that Hamas has managed to regroup, and we could soon see Israeli forces moving back into Khan Yunis and a resumption of heavy fighting. This is a pattern we've seen throughout this war, where the Israeli army returns to areas where it previously had declared victory over Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists that Israel is close to dismantling Hamas as an organized fighting force, but he does say that operations will continue against what he calls remnants of the Islamic militant group.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. North Korea said it successfully tested a new tactical ballistic missile capable of carrying a 4.5-ton warhead. This is VOA News. Hurricane Beryl has raised the Southeast Caribbean as a record-breaking Category 4 storm, hitting Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and other islands Monday. Barbados shop owner Marcia Clark-Jones says she didn't think it would be so bad.
I just come to open the shop to check on it, but now I realize it is much more than I thought.
However, the damage is extensive, as another shop owner in the Barbadian capital of Bridgetown, Vichelle Clark-King, explains.
There's lots of sand in the shop. We got to bring out everything. First, use a shovel and scrape all the sand out, and then to wash it out.
There were no immediate reports of possible deaths or injuries, with communications largely down across the region on Monday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said on Monday that he has accepted a proposal to restart direct talks with the United States. Venezuelan official negotiator and National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez will travel for the talks, Maduro said. The talks started some 2 years ago but broke down after U.S. oil sanctions were reimposed last April. The Bolivian government has summoned the Argentine ambassador on Monday to address the country's claims that Bolivian President Luis Arce engineered the military coup to make himself look like a hero and was a hoax. Recent crackdowns have scared many protesters off the streets in Syria's last rebel-held stronghold, but some rallies continue with locals demanding economic relief and the release of political prisoners in what officials call Syria's forgotten city of Idlib. VOA's Heather Murdock reports from Istanbul.
Protests in the Idlib region of northwestern Syria have been going on since February over what residents say are unlawful detentions and economic disparity. They continue despite a crackdown by the rebel leadership of northwestern Syria, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, which has deployed security forces ahead of expected demonstrations, set up checkpoints, and made arrests. Protesters are also calling for the resignation of some top leaders. Heather Murdock, VOA News, Istanbul.
Authorities on Monday said they have found 19 bodies killed by gunshots in and by a dump truck in a cartel-dominated area of southern Mexico near the border with Guatemala. The killings appear to be related to the bloody turf battles between the Sinaloa drug cartel and a rival gang who are fighting for control of routes for smuggling migrants and drugs. North Korea said it successfully tested a new tactical ballistic missile capable of carrying a 4.5-ton warhead, state news agency reported on Tuesday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.